Hello, I'm Philip Stoughton. I'm on the Koyang booth at Apex 2024, and I'm joined by Zaiva from Zolna and Thomas from Ilfa. Guys, thanks for joining me. What I wanted to talk about a little bit is that the work you guys are doing in bringing together a message for governments in Europe, for Brussels and so forth. And a lot of that is coalescing the efforts of multiple trade associations. Thomas, you've been involved in many associations over the years. Talk to me a little bit about how you've been able to bring them all together and get them on the same page in terms of messaging the importance of the supply chain for electronic manufacturing in Europe.
Well, as you know, I'm vice president of EIPC, working with Z4E, and for the last 2 years together with Xaver, we're also with IPC. And what the two of us manage, meanwhile, we have all the associations at one table. It was not this easy, but meanwhile, we have an understanding. And Xaver was quite influential to synchronize also this data, as he is also the responsible person for the EMS industry.
Yeah. And talk to me a bit about the role of the different associations in this, because when we were talking about it before we got on camera, some of them were involved early on, some of them were involved in accelerating the process and getting the different voices to come together. How has that all come about?
Mm-hmm. So we have to go back 1 year roundabout. So we had a first meeting in Brussels last year in April, organized by the IPC, and bringing together different levels of the supply chain. So we had semiconductor manufacturers in, we had OEMs in, we had the PCB industry in, we had EMS companies in. And it was a very interesting discussion, because at the end it came out that we have to realize that there is also an industry after the semiconductor. So together with the EU Commission and with some institutions, we started a process to figure out, okay, what do we need to strengthen after the chip, and in specific talking about electronic manufacturing and also talking about the PCB. And this started a process over time where we then worked out a SWOT analysis together with the IPC. And in that way, many thanks also to Alison James from the IPC, who is doing the work out of Brussels, together with Sanjay Hubrikar, who is responsible for Europe, and also Philippe Leonard is as the director for Europe. And we did the SWOT analysis, and in parallel, the ZVE onboarded to the activities in Brussels to also bring the local association influence into, especially with the same topics, to increase resilience of the industry, to be more competitive, and I think the most important thing, to allow the growth in the European industry together with the semiconductor industry. And that was very important for us, and this is where we are still fighting for, and really bringing a voice into the politics to help us in to assure future growth.
Yeah. Before we get on to what you're actually asking for from governments, which I think is really important, what's really interesting, Thomas, is there seems to be a realization just quite recently of the critical nature of printed circuit boards in the supply chain by the EMS companies. If we look historically over the last 20 years, much more PCB industry has gone offshore than EMS. And I think that's partly because of the portable nature of the product. But it's, why do you think that realization has suddenly come about in the last 24 months or so?
It's funny, isn't it? Yeah. We're talking about for 20 years. I think COVID was also here. COVID was the situation which showed us how fragile the whole supply chain is and how much we are depending on Asia, and in particular on China. And with the given situation of Ukraine-Taiwan conflict, everybody understands now we have to act, we have to react. And the American government has given a blueprint at the end. The only disadvantage we have in Europe, we do not have United States of Europe like in America, so we have to bring all the different countries under one umbrella, and this is not easy, but that's where Xaver and I fighting together with IPC, together with ZVE, together with EIPC, the IPCC has just launched a letter of urgency saying, hey guys, we have to do something, and we hope to get by end of May 150 signatures of the leading PCB and EMS companies at this letter, which we then intend to give to the European Parliament, but also to the national governments in all the countries in Europe.
Yeah, and it's really fascinating that, you know, you and I have been talking about printed circuit boards for 10 to 20 years. You and I have been talking about EMS for 10 to 20 years, and we haven't really put the two together in terms of the critical nature. And one of the things I learned this year at Productronica, talking to the PCB guys that I hadn't spent enough time with in the last 10 years, is we're at a critical point for that industry. You know, we're at the... It's not quite existential, but it's getting there in terms of the critical mass of the industry. So we need to be thoughtful of that. Now you have this single voice. Now you're bringing all these people together. You're getting all these signatories together. When you go to the government organizations, what are you asking for? What do you want them to do? Is it about tariffs? Is it about solutions that they can provide that are economic, that can help the industry? What are you asking for? Mm-hmm.
So it's different topics that we're actually asking for. For example, when we look into the EMS industry, the majority of the companies that we have in Europe, and as we know from Dieter Weiss, from Informa, we talk about around about 2,200 companies that are in Europe. The majority are mid-sized companies. But, and I think that's the important thing, a lot of them are not seen as SMEs in the official definition anymore. So they are falling out of specific subsidies that they would need. And this is something, for example, that we would force and drive that they get more access to governmental money that in some cases is already there. And on the other hand, it's important to really make them able to innovate, because when we get more semiconductor fabs into Europe, there will be more technology that will be needed, and most of the companies get subsidies for product innovation. But we as a service provider, we are in the process innovation paths as well, and this is what we would like to force with the local governments, together with the ZVE and the IPC and in Brussels, to really get more access to those financial support from a governmental side.
Yeah, and from the PCB industry, is that different? Are you looking at subsidies or tariffs that make it more attractive for companies like the European EMS companies to buy European manufactured printed circuit boards?
We have less process innovation by ourselves. But besides this, we're looking for, yes, subsidies for equipment, new buildings, just having a level playing field. Yeah. Because in China, you get it, for example. You get help, financial help. Yeah. This is one thing. And also, we looking, this government can't do, this is more a question of the OEMs. We're also asking for long-term commitments. Because at present, we do not get long-term commitments. And a long-term commitment would be key to invest. Yeah? And that's something, you know, if you just talk about the money, then you have to go to China. If you're talking about security, you have to stay in Europe. And you mentioned the critical mass. Yes, exactly. We are at a tipping point. If we're getting less, then it's not interesting for the suppliers to support us anymore. And then it's over, so to say.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And I think it's important to find ways that actually encourage the European EMS industry, but also the European OEM industry, to at least commit long term to a proportion of their printed circuit boards coming from Europe, because that will ensure they have that continuity when they need it. And I think one of the points you made earlier was really important. COVID really showed us or taught us a lot about fragility in the supply chain and how important it is to be robust. Guys, thanks for doing what you're doing for the industry as a whole. Continue to scream and shout at governments and give them as much information as you possibly can, and continue to keep talking to us. Thank you for your time.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ava.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Thomas.